You are listening to Mission Audio's production of The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. This book is read by Robin Field. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Mission Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Mission Audio. Please visit booksinaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. The Prince and the Pauper. Hugh Latimer, Bishop of Worcester, to Lord Cromwell, on the birth of the Prince of Wales, afterward Edward VI, from the National Manuscripts preserved by the British Government.
Right Honourable, salutem in Christo Jesu, and, sir, here is no less joying and rejoicing in these parties for the birth of our Prince, whom we hungered for so long, than there was, I trow, inter vicinos at the birth of S.I. Baptiste, as this bearer, Master Erance, can tell you. God give us all grace to yield due thanks to our Lord God, God of England, for verily he hath showed himself God of England, or rather an English God, if we consider and ponder well all his proceedings with us from time to time. He hath overcome all our illness with his exceeding goodness, so that we are now more than compelled to serve him, seek his glory, promote his word, if the devil of all devils be not in us. We have now the stoop of vain trustees and the stay of vain expectations. Let us all pray for his preservation.